Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our afternoon edition and weekend edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm William Bell, your host today, and we are expecting to have a young lady online with us today who's going to be talking about working from home. We'll be getting her on the line momentarily. Right now, we are experiencing some difficulties with getting our switchboard up, so if she's on the line, Ashley, just be patient with me for just a moment. I've experienced some problems with getting online, and so just hang in there, and we'll be with you hopefully momentarily. As you all know, from time to time, we talk about Bible prophecy on this broadcast through the week, but on the weekends, we try to offer you some things that help you in your practical life, and things that pertain to business, things that pertain to your mindset. And so today we're going to be talking about working from home, and we're looking forward to a very distinguished, outstanding entrepreneur in the person of Miss Ashley Shirey. I'm still working on getting online, and I think we might have a little bit of success here in just a moment. So while we are waiting, we also wanted to remind you of our guest from last week, who was Marva Griffin, who came to us and she talked to us about commercial loans for small businesses, et cetera. And in so doing, we had a very good discussion. You can find that archived, and I am unable to get Ashley online with us. We do expect to have her online in just a minute. So just hang in there with us. We will be trying to get up online. We're having some difficulty with the technology here, with our internet service, trying to get online. It's always a problem when you're dealing with technology. It's rather delicate sometimes to make this stuff work, especially when you need it to work, and being able to handle all of the problems that you can sometimes run into in the process of doing this. So we are just going to be patient. Ashley, if you're there, you can just be patient. If you want to give me a ring on my line, just call me personally, and we can get you in at least on three-way and get the conversation started if you can hear me. I think maybe she just did. Let me try that. Just give me a moment, and we'll see if we can get her online. We managed to get through to Ashley. We're going to have to work out something different here, so just hang in there with us, and let's see if we can get her online. I'm going to have to literally dial out to make this happen, so I just apologize for that, but we are experiencing some difficulties with our computer being unable to get up and get the switchboard up so we can put her in. So give me just a second. I apologize to all of those of you who are listening, but if you tune in, I'm sure it's going to be worth your while. Yes, Ashley?
Yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, welcome to the broadcast. Can you hear me online? Can you tell if we're online? Because I can't tell. I have no way of knowing.
Yes, you know what? Let me check it on my cell phone real quick, okay?
All right. Everyone, just give us a moment here. I'm going to try something else. We might have another opportunity to make this work.
Okay.
But while you're doing that, Ashley, just go ahead and see if you can pick us up. See if it's working.
It is working.
Okay. All right. So, and fortunate thing is I have another computer in my in my office, and it's working. Mine is not. I don't know what's wrong. So let me try this one, and I will be online. And if so, then you'll just be able to dial back in where you were. But let me go ahead and get the switchboard up, and then we can get started.
Okay.
Okay, I think that we have some success here, Ashley. So if you will now, if you want, you can just go ahead and hang up that line and then just dial back in on the number that I gave you, and we will be ready to go. As soon as you dial in, I'll get you on, and we can go from there, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. We have experienced a little bit of difficulty here, but we got it all worked out. That's why it's best to have more than one computer in your house, because it makes it a lot better when one works, especially if the other one doesn't work. And that's also good in terms of the subject we're going to talk about today, which is don't fire your boss, but hire your boss, work from home. And we're going to be speaking with our guest host and entrepreneur, Ashley Showery. We're waiting on her to call in. She should be calling in just momentarily. And as soon as we get her number up, we will have her online. The number is, there she is. Okay, let's see if we can get her on the air. Okay, Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Very good. We have liftoff. Well, welcome to our broadcast. It took us a while to get on today, and I've experienced a little bit of technical difficulty the past couple of days, and that's not a very comfortable thing to experience when you're live on the air. People get a chance to see your sweat bullets, you know. But nevertheless, the good thing about it is that we did work it out and we got everything on. So I thank you for your patience. Thanks to those who are listening for your patience as well. And we're going to get underway with our discussion. Don't fire your boss, but hire your boss. Work from home. Our guest host today is entrepreneur Ashley Showery. And we're going to ask Ashley to tell us a little bit about working from home. We'll have a few questions to ask you along the way, but I know you have a wealth of knowledge and information to share with our listeners. Before we get started with any serious questions about working from home and about the kind of success which you're experiencing and that you have enabled or assisted others in experiencing, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background before you got involved in a home business?
Okay. Well, I was a college student, and I was my major was sports management. I love athletics, and I wasn't wanting to do something with that. But then,
well, you sound only 19 over the phone now.
Oh, well,
you was a college student. You sound quite young.
Yeah, I'm actually 32 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead. I know I interrupted you, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I get that a lot, and I don't know. I'll take that. Hopefully, I'll sound young for a long time. But I, you know, I decided that. It's the degree that I had was sports management. After I graduated, I said, okay, now I started looking into the different job avenues, and I said, I don't want to go work for somebody, and the hours were crazy. You know, you're up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you get a bed at 1 o'clock at night in that kind of industry. So I decided that wasn't what I wanted to do, but I wanted to be able to stay at home, and I was a single mom at the time. I had a 2-year-old, so I had to find something that would work for us. And so I asked my dad, Dad, what can I do? And he helped me find a really, you know, good company. And I started working, started building from home. And it has just been amazing. It's been, you know, I made six figures my first year, and it's been good ever since. It's just gotten better and better. I'm actually been in the industry now, oh, how many years? 8 years. And it has just, you know, that's my background. I love what we do.
So you've been in the industry, you say, about 6 years.
6 to 8.
Years. Okay. And your first year in the business, you made how much?
Well, I made $99,000 and like $200, so almost six figures.
Well, I'm sure, you know, your dad or somebody would pitch in the other $800, right, to push
yeah.
you over the top. That's absolutely outstanding. So, in other words, you can make money working from home.
Yes.
A lot of people are not convinced of that. Why is it that there are people out there who doubt and who are either afraid or very skeptical about the opportunity to earn money working from home?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a validated, you know, fear, and because a lot of people seen, you know, friends and family try things and fail. But, you know, a lot of times it's because they didn't have the right vehicle or they didn't have the right team. And so here, you know, what I do, it took me a while. The first company was really, really hard. I had to work really, really long hours to make the money. I found out what I didn't want in a company. So now, you know, basically I found out I want something that has a really strong residual income. And that, you know, that means that's kind of like, I call it retirement income, because it's income that's going to come in years and years from now, and I'm still going to be getting a check for work that I did, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. So, you know, as far as people being skeptical of this industry, there's a lot of companies that have let people down. There's a lot of teams that have let people down. So, you know, I just tell people, urge them to do their homework and find a company like the one I have that really does support the people and pays the ultimate amount of money. I mean, there's no other company that will match what we pay out.
Okay, now you mentioned teamwork. A lot of people get frustrated when they start out in a home-based business, especially in one that is involved in direct sales, networking, where they have to talk to other people, they have to learn new skills, et cetera. They haven't done this before. Many of them are just putting their, you know, they're just kind of putting their big toe in the water, so to speak, of starting out in a new venture, and they feel alone, and they get frustrated very quickly because of a lack of support. How important is teamwork and support in what you do? And explain to us how it has helped you build your business.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really the basis of how I've built my business, is on teamwork. And, you know, you're in this business, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And if you're in business by yourself, there's something wrong. That means you've got to go find your team members, or, you know, you've got to create your own team, which, you know, some people have to do. That's what my dad did with this business. But it's real nice if you've got some people in your group that's above you that can actually hold your hand, teach you what to do. And what, you know, what we help everybody do is kind of like on-the-job training, where we're training people what to say and how to present the opportunity. And, you know, you don't get hired and then thrown out and said, okay, I want you to go do such and such job, and you don't have training. That's not how a normal company works. Well, what we have a wonderful opportunity, but we have to be able to share with other people how to build. And so that's where teamwork comes in play.
Okay, let me take a moment, Ashley, and give out the number for people to call if you have a question about starting a home-based business, or if you have a question about succeeding in a home-based business, because you're talking to someone who has succeeded, who has done exceptionally well, and has coached other people to do the same. The number to call is 646-378-1919. Again, that number is 646-378-1919, and we can get your call on the air, your question, your comments, and we would be delighted to hear from you, because the purpose of this is to give you some encouragement and some incentive to start a home-based business, to start working from home and create some additional income As you know, we, you know, have some very serious things going on in the economy right now. Of course, there's a foreclosure crisis with many people losing their homes. And I would venture to say that if people had just a few hundred dollars to, you know, maybe $1,000 extra a month coming in, they would be keeping those homes. What do you think about that, Ashley?
Oh, for sure. That's, you know, I look around every day, and in the news, all you hear is bad stuff about the economy. Well, that is the best time to start a home-based business. That's when home-based businesses do the best. So, you know, and, you know, one other thing, William, and you might want to touch on this in a few minutes, we have a huge tax break by starting a home-based business. So we're
I'm definitely going to cover that side of it, and thank you for going ahead and kind of putting it out there so that, you know, I don't forget to talk about it. But now you mentioned that when things are bad in, you know, say the normal work world, like in terms of a lot of job layoffs and the economy going sour, you know, taking a pretty steep downturn, and, you know, the rising number of foreclosures that we're experiencing here, and I'm hearing it from people all around. I run into, you know, because I'm involved in, you know, a little bit of real estate investing, I run into mortgage people a lot, I run into real estate people a lot, and, you know, they're crying over how devastating the hit is that they're taking in terms of their incomes going down, and because they're having a difficult, you know, and there have been some changes in the mortgage industry in terms of, you know, these subprime loans that's affecting a lot of people. So why is it that this industry does so well when things take a downturn everywhere else?
Well, because we can control what happens here. You know, we live in a land of opportunity, and a lot of people don't capitalize that. They just go to a job every day and get paid what someone else thinks they're worth. And here you get paid what you think you're worth. So, you know, just keep what you do in this kind of business is you just share with it every day. Just put it in your vocabulary. You got to, you know, put it in your heart and in your speech, and it just sort of flows out of you, and you're going to pick up, you're going to open new accounts, you're going to grow your business, and so you're taking control of your financial situation. You're not waiting on something to happen or waiting on, you know, your boss to give you a raise. You can give your own self a raise.
Okay, well, I like the idea of that, but you don't have to ask anyone for a raise. You can just give yourself a raise so you can be in control of your life. You can determine, you know, when you want to earn more income. You can determine literally when you want to work or how many hours you want to work, where you want to work, where you want to live. You've got so many different choices that you have when you are on your own in terms of having a home-based business. And one other thing I want to point out as well is that, or let me ask it as a question, do people have to give up their full-time jobs to get started in with a home-based business?
No, you don't want to do that. You know, that full-time job is going to give you contacts, and, you know, you can't to work full-time in this industry. Very full-time is going to be 20 hours a week because you got to catch people when they're available, and that's usually after work. So, you know, we actually had a guy from a very popular shipping company, and he retired after 19 years with that company because he replaced his income here within 3 months. And he was his route, he would wake up at 5:30 in the morning and get home at 7 at night, and he built this on a very part-time basis in 3 months, replaced his income.
All right, so 3 months to replace his income. And that's what we would recommend, that if you're going to start a home-based business, especially one where you're learning for the first time, start out where you're doing it on a part-time basis. That way you don't jeopardize your full-time income. Sometimes it's a lot harder when you feel like you have to go out there just to put food on the table or to pay, you know, make the utility bill payment. That's a lot of pressure for a person to be under. But when you do not have that pressure, you have so much more that you can do. You're in a non-stressed condition. You can attract things to you. And then all the income you make, and this is what I like about it, all the income that you make is extra income. And when you have, you know, the problem with a lot of people out there is that they just don't have any money left at the end of the month. They have more month than they do money each month. But when you start to bring in some extra income, then all that money can be extra income, and you can use that money to really put yourself ahead of the game by starting on a part-time basis. And in time, as that income grows, then, you know, you may have a choice to make and say, look, I'm going to do this full-time because things are pretty solid and pretty steady. Now, I want to talk a little bit about residual income. So many people are used to earning, you know, trading time for dollars. It's what we call linear income. In other words, they work so many hours, and then they get paid, and then they have to go work some more hours, and they get paid. And if they get sick or are unable to work, sometimes they lose their jobs, and their income stops. So what's this thing about residual income, and why is it so important in starting a home-based business, and particularly in the type of networking business that you're involved with?
Well, you know, you that's one of the main things that I wanted with this industry, because you work, you know, you work hard, and I want to play hard. So if I want to take off a month during the summer, then I want to be able to do it with and have my income come in anyway. And the other thing is that what you do 1 month is compounded, because you're getting paid on what you did the month before and the year before and 5 years before. So you can actually continue to build your business, bring in new business, but get paid on previous business. And that's just, it frees you up. You know, you actually have a free life whenever you're with a company that has good residual income.
Well, that's true. You know, sometimes people ask, how much money did you make? And it's really hard to tell them, because you're still getting paid on some of the first business that you started, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the first customers that you obtained, because they continue to order product or service every single month, you're still getting paid on them. So you don't know how much you're getting paid from one perspective. I mean, you know what your check is every month when it comes in. But at the same time, you know, with residual income, that's an ongoing, continual flow of income, as long as you continue to, you know, to work your business. And, of course, you can get it to a point where it just becomes automatic and continues to grow over and over again and continue to increase. Now, you've had a pretty good year. Now, I understand that you went from something like $40,000 to several hundred thousand dollars in 1 year. How did you do that? And, you know, first of all, is that an accurate assessment? And secondly, kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of how you did that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I was saying earlier, you know, I went in with the first company and, you know, made $99,000, then $101,000 the next year. And then decided, you know what, the residual income wasn't there, and that's what I was building this for. And so I found this company that I'm with now. I've been with 5 years. I came in as a customer and then decided to build a few years later. And the first 8 months I did, I made $40,000. And then the next year I made $323,000. And in this year that just finished up, I made $357,000. And together, my whole family, my dad and my mom and my brother and myself, we made over $1 million. And that's
so that's absolutely incredible. This is something then that, you know, family members can participate in. I mean, your dad, that's one generation, and then your brother and you. And so this can be something where a family gets together and starts and works and supports each other and helps each other, and all of them get their own separate checks. And still contribute and make quite a bit of income. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. I mean, I've got aunts, uncles, cousins. You know,
oh, wow. So it can become a family thing. Well, but you know what, Ashley? Now, you mentioned family. Now, you touched on a nerve there, because a lot of times, you know, when people are talking about getting involved in the home-based business, their family looks at them and says, there's no way. You know, I'm not doing that. They look at you like you're rather strange or weird. Why is that, and how do you overcome that? Because a lot of people may not be, you know, your family had somewhat of an entrepreneurial background anyway, and so they recognize opportunities. But there are some people that when they approach their families are the hardest people to approach in the beginning. Can you address that a little bit?
I can, and, you know, your family is that way because they're trying to protect you. They don't want you to get hurt, and they feel that you're going to get hurt with this kind of business. Well, when you look at a company, they should have 100% money back guarantee, and so that way you can't get hurt. You can't hurt your friends, so that kills that. Your family knows you're safe here. You won't get hurt, but for an example, my family did not come in until they saw us making way over six figures income. You know, when we started bringing in the $20,000 checks a month plus, then they turned their head and they started looking. But just think about it, where how far they would have been ahead if they'd listened in the beginning. But they weren't. They wouldn't. We did everything that we could to try to get some of our family in the beginning, and now they've just came on last year. So, you know, I always tell people, you know, write your list, your friends and family. But I said, don't get your feelings hurt if your family doesn't sign up with you or join you in your business, because it's, they probably won't.
Yeah, and the other thing is to concentrate on your own success, and your success will actually attract other people.
Yes, it will.
And okay.
That's you know, that, you kind of have to have an attitude that you're going to succeed no matter what. And when you put that, when you internalize that, and you know that nothing's going to stop you from building this business, then that's when you'll be. And that's how I was. You know, I was really young. I was 23 when I first started in this industry, and everything was against me. You know, I had older people that I had to approach because people my age didn't have money at all to start anything or weren't interested. So, you know, I had a lot of challenges to overcome, and I was really shy. But now, William, you knew me then.
Oh, definitely.
I wouldn't hardly talk, you know, unless I got to know you better. So I had to overcome all that, and, you know, I'm glad I did, because it's just been a great, great thing for my family.
All right. Well, let's talk about the how a person gets started. You know, some people wonder, how do you get started in a business? You know, we're talking about the network marketing industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad name to some people. But, you know, there are people making millions of dollars in this industry when they choose a good company with a good product, a good management team, et cetera. And all of those things are definitely a part of what Ashley is sharing with you. And that's one of the reasons why she is so successful, and why she has helped several others be successful, including myself. And so it's very, very important to be able to select, you know, the right company, et cetera. But let's talk about getting started. What should a person do when they're getting started with a home-based business? What would you recommend for them?
Well, the first thing is don't think you have to know everything about your business, because you don't. It's better to lean on your support line, lean on the people who've showed you the opportunity, let them help you explain it to people in the beginning. And I think that's,
you know, that's such a crippling thing, that many people will not do anything until they think they know everything.
Yeah.
No, and that just holds people back. They never get started. They never get out of the gate because they feel like they have to know everything. And there are just some things that you're not going to learn until you are out there doing it. You can't read it in a book and expect to know everything there is to know. You got to, you know, you got to be willing to step out there, make some mistakes, and then learn as you go. And as long as you don't quit, you're being successful.
That's right. And that's, you know, that's the first thing. Don't do this alone. Don't think you have to know everything, because you don't. And then, you know, the second thing, the most important thing, is you got to compile your list of people that you want to talk to. You just write them down. Write names and phone numbers down. You know, you can have, if you have people that are just interested in the product or just interested in the business, write two different lists. And then, you know, I collect business cards. Everywhere I go, I'm collecting business cards. I'm being open and friendly with people. I'm finding people who have a need for the product or the business. You know, and I've just, and you kind of, as you go along with this business, you'll learn more and more of how to prospect and meet other people. But, you know, that's the first thing you want to do, is just get your list of people together and get with the person that started, and just ask, hey, I want some one-on-one training.
Okay, now you mentioned that you compile your list, you collect business cards, you're open and friendly with people. Are you upfront with people, or do you approach them sort of in, you know, let me keep you under suspicion and until I get you where I want you, and then I'm going to tell you what I think you need to know? What's your approach on that, and what's your recommendation on that?
Well, I am totally open. I never hide anything. I show income and the statistics, and I tell them what our product is, tell them what our company's name is. Totally open, because I'm very proud of what I have. But what I do is I don't want to give them a salad bar presentation. So I don't want to give them, and what I mean by that is just give them, you know, you kind of confuse them. You give them just a little bit of information, and you try to tell them everything, but you only have 5 minutes. And they kind of get bombarded, and they shut down, and they don't want to hear anything. So what you want to do is you want to set an appointment with them. So if you have somebody that's interested in the business, say, you know what, right now we really don't have time. Give me your name and phone number. Let me call you, and I can explain everything. We'll have some time.
Okay.
Or let me have your email address. I can email you some more information, and we'll follow up that way.
Okay, now you mentioned setting appointments. All right, I'm new. I'm brand new, and now I've set an appointment. I got to pick up that phone for the first time and call somebody and talk to them. What do I say?
Okay, well, you know what? You have your enroller on the line with you. The person that brought you in this business, you call and say, hey, I met Betty down here at the grocery store, and she's interested in the business. Will you help me talk to her? Yeah, let's get her on the line. Okay, so we get Betty on the line, and you say, hi, I've got my business partner on the line with me. You know, we met at the grocery store the other day, and you know, I was telling you about the business, and I told you I was new, but I've got Ashley, and she's going to tell you all about it. Ashley, you there? There you go. That's all you have to do.
Okay, so this is as you said earlier at the top of the broadcast, that this is an opportunity where you are in business for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself, and that's a part of the team concept coming out. When you have a new person, you take that person by the hand, and you don't put them out there in the cold, so to speak. You work with them so that when they have someone on the line, you're actually going to be there with them actually doing the presentation and talking with their prospect, giving them an opportunity to learn, as you said earlier, with on-the-job training, all right? And then that is what builds the confidence of the person, and it also helps to establish the relationship with you and them, gives you an opportunity to train them more effectively, because they are learning right there, and you can point out, here are the good things that happened on this call, here are the things that didn't go so well, let's see what we can do next time to improve that. Is that kind of the way it works?
That's exactly how it works.
And all right, well, very good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that the listeners are getting some value out of the interview today. Our guest host is Ashley Shirey. She's a very successful person in the home-based business industry. Now, Ashley, you did mention some things in the beginning. I'm going to go back because I want to make sure that the that single moms out there, as well as those who are, you know, stay-at-home moms, and even those who are, you know, work away from home moms, as well as others. But since you are a female, let's address how networking and working a home-based business has helped you in terms of managing your affairs as a mom. So what appeal would you make to those out there who are moms, single, married, working in the home, working, you know, away from the home? What tips do you have for them?
Well, as far as tips, find a good home-based business.
Well, that's the ultimate tip.
That's the ultimate tip.
But let's, let me see if I can rephrase the question a little bit that will make it a bit more clear. Now, you manage some children.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know, you have a family.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the family and tell us how you're able to do this with the family. I mean, because some people think, well, I don't have time to, you know, manage a family and work this as well.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, that's where I tell people, you don't have to take huge chunks of time to build this business. You just work it through the slices of life. So what that means is, as you're driving to pick up your child from school or take them to school, you can be doing a phone call, you know, on your cell phone if you're comfortable driving. I do all the time. You know, when you're waiting on them to pick them up from school, you can do a phone call. When they're taking a nap, you can do some calls. After you put them in bed at 9:30, then you can do some calls. So you don't have to, you can actually work, and when you're cooking dinner, buy you a headset, put it on, and do calls. When you're folding laundry, do some calls. You know, so you can kind of work this business. You don't have, it doesn't have to be huge chunks of time. If it's 5 or 10 minutes here and 5 or 10 minutes there, that will build this type of business.
Well, that's some good information. Those are some very good tips, because a lot of people think that they just have to set aside a huge chunk of time when they could just more effectively manage some of the time that we have, that we are not, you know, we're filling this dead space with some purposeful activity, and that will bring about some purposeful results.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Now, let's shift a little bit and talk about some of the tax benefits of having a home-based business. And let me say that, you know, I'm not a tax professional. I don't think Ashley is a tax professional. So if you have any tax consultation needs, make sure that you, you know, do the research with your own tax professionals, legal professionals as well, and get the information you need. We're just sharing information with you from an educational point of view, but from our experience in being home-based business entrepreneurs, there are just tremendous tax benefits for people who will start their own home-based business. And what I know about it from what I've learned is that you can have tax benefits even if you're not making that much money or even making a profit from that point of view. There's still tax incentives that would make it worth your while to have a home-based business. But I'll let Ashley tell you a little bit about how she addresses that, and maybe I'll share a few concepts as well. Ashley, what about the tax benefits of a home-based business?
Well, we were watching Fox News April 15th of last year, and they have, you know, they were interviewing this guy, Sandy Botkins. He wrote a book. It's called Save Big Time on Your Taxes.
I'm very familiar with Sandy Botkin. I'm looking at some of his books on my shelf right now.
Yeah.
Definitely. He used to work for the IRS, and then he started to work for people who started home-based businesses to show them how they could save save tons of money in taxes. But anyway, he's very knowledgeable, and go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that story.
Well, he was on Fox News. They were interviewing him, and they said, okay, now what's the best thing we can do to help save on taxes? And they said, well, it's too late to do it this year. He said, but right now, he said, go start a home-based business. He said, don't buy a franchise. You know, that costs hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars to start. He said, go start something that's, you know, got a very small entry fee that already has printed literature that you don't have to put a lot of money into. But he said, by just doing this, you will save anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 a year on your taxes. And
$2,000 to $10,000?
That's right. That's correct. And that's
that's a huge amount of money. Just imagine if people you know, had a percentage of that, or had that amount of money, additional money in their, you know, kept in their billfolds, bank accounts, et cetera, as opposed to giving it out to the IRS. So, in other words, what you're saying is people do not realize that they are paying for a home-based business by not having one.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it. I mean, they can actually pay the entry fee and whatever costs for products per month by just starting it. I mean, the government would actually give them the money back on their, you know, taxes.
Yeah, a lot of people are not, you know, really familiar with the fact that, you know, the tax laws are written for people in business.
Mm-hmm.
They're more favorable, I should say, for people who are in business as opposed to people who just, you know, work jobs. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with having a job, but the point being is that, you know, you're going to pay out maybe 40 to 50% of your income in some type of tax. It's not just the income tax. You know, you got Social Security tax and SUTA, FUTA, all that stuff. You know, so you're going to be paying out quite a bit of your paycheck in taxes. And here's the other point about the advantage of having a business, period, but and particularly a home-based business. When you are an employee, they tax you before you get your paycheck. But when you have a home-based business, you can take all of your expenses out of that, and you can even take deductions for your home and for utilities and, you know, a lot of things, your automobile, et cetera, you know, all of this you check with your tax accountant. But there are so many things. The normal things that you are buying can be channeled into tax deductions as expenses for your business, and you take that right off the top and pay taxes out of what you have left. So you get an opportunity to spend your money before you have to pay taxes, and you pay taxes on what's left, not on what you get beforehand. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, everyday expenses you're spending now, like, you know, most everybody listening probably has a computer. You know, I wrote my computer off because it's used for my business. So, you know, it just opens up a whole new world to you.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, my tax and actually – you've met my tax accountant. We we did a home-based business workshop, and she just invited me back this year to do another home-based business workshop. And but she said all the time, people are coming into her office asking about starting a home-based business. And they want to know how to start a home-based business. And especially, you know, people wait until tax time, and then they get that big tax bill. And or they don't get as much money back as they would like to get, you know, if they had too much taken out, you know. And then they want to know about a home-based business. Well, it's a good time to start one at any time, but it's the best time is to start one is now, as you said earlier.
Right. Yeah, it's now. And, you know, the only thing is, Cowboy, the guy that used to work for that shipping company, he made around $40,000 with that company every year, and he never got anything back. The year that he started his home-based business, he got, I think it was around $8,000 back, and he made around $40,000 more with the home-based business. So that kind of just to show you a little bit about how that works.
That's correct. And the other thing about the income from the from a home-based business, you can take that and you can invest some of that money into other into other investments, or if you please, that could offer you some additional tax incentives, like real estate, for example. It's a good way to increase your wealth and at the same time save, you know, even more on taxes, just by taking some of your money from your home-based business and doing that. There's just a lot of ways when you start to think about it that you can save taxes and benefit from having a home-based business. Now, let's talk a little bit about let's talk about expectations. What kind of expectations should a person have when they're coming into this business? Now, you know, now Ashley is an exceptional person. Now, there's nothing different about her, and I think she would agree with this, than anyone else. She's, you know, she told you she was just out of college. She started when she was about 19. She had a lot of challenges to overcome, you know, being young, trying to talk to people much older than she was, and so she had credibility issues. She had, you know, just insurmountable odds stacked against her, and she succeeded. So we don't want to hear anybody talk about, you know, the excuses that you make for not succeeding in this business. She's been there, and she's done that. And I want to make that very clear that this is not some person that, you know, walks on water, if you please. She's just a normal, everyday person that saw an opportunity, took advantage of it. She goes out and she works it every single day, and she's achieved the success. But and there are other people who go out and, you know, as she said, other people in their family have achieved even more success than she has. But at the same time, should people have expectations of what if a person doesn't go out and make $100,000 their first year? I mean, does that mean that they failed at,
no,
you know, working a home-based business?
No.
What
no,
would you
no.
say to them?
No, I say the only way that you can fail here is if you quit and if you give up, because there's going to be a learning curve. This is something different. I mean, if you've been in a job, then, you know, you're used to people telling you what to do. Here, you've got to figure out, you know, you got to figure out how to build, so it may take you a little bit longer. I just was a little young and dumb, and I worked my head off. I worked 16 hours, and I overcame things really fast, and I figured out what to do and what not to do. But you cannot fail here. It is impossible to fail. And my dad, when I first started, he told me, if you will enroll 100 people in the next 3 to 5 years, he said, you won't be able to spend your money. And that was so true. I didn't believe him at the time, but that was what happened, because now I have around over 2,000 people in my downline from those, you know, 100 people that I've enrolled. And, you know, so I don't want anyone to get discouraged if they're not making it. If you're in a home-based business now or you're thinking about joining one, don't get discouraged if you don't make the big bucks right away, because it will come. It's just you've got to be patient. It's like fishing, because you're looking for the right people. And in our company, the one that I'm with, you know, we're fishing for 6 people. That's all we're looking for, is 6 people who really want to build this as a business. And if it takes you 5 years to find those, the average income for those people is well over 500,000. For yourself, is well over 500,000. And then each one of those 6 people that you bring with you is over $62,000 a piece. So, you know, look at it as a long-term thing, not as a get-rich-quick thing, and you'll be happier and you'll have a lot more success.
Well, that's good, because we certainly don't want to give people the idea that, you know, excuse me, that it's a get-rich-quick scheme. A lot of people who go after those schemes, they usually go broke quick.
Yeah.
Let me take a moment, Ashley, and give out the number once again for people to call in. If you have a question, that number is 646-378-1919. Again, that's 646-378-1919. We are discussing today, don't fire your boss, but hire your boss. Work from home with our guest host, entrepreneur Ashley Shirey. And she's very successful in the network marketing business, direct selling industry and network marketing industry, as we call it, and is doing a great job. She started off basically without any experience, and now she would be considered what the industry calls an expert. And it's well-deserved because of the effort and time that she has put into the business. And we want to give you some encouragement along the same line and some helpful tips and strategies that if you're considering starting a home-based business, and we do encourage you to look into that, that you're willing to do that. Now, let's shift a little bit, Ashley, and talk about the industry because, you know, people are trying to pick where do they go, where do they, you know, what industry should they be in terms of the home-based business industry, and let's talk a little bit about trends and where things are going because, you know, it's important that you kind of see it, what we call, you mentioned fish a moment ago, so let's stay with that analogy. If we go where the hungry fish are, and right now we're in a time where there are just tons of baby boomers who are reaching the age, and I'm one of them, reaching that age where we are very concerned about our health, and we're very concerned about looking good, feeling good, no aches and pains. We don't want any wrinkles. You know, we want to feel just like people who are 19 and 20 for the rest of our lives and look that way too. So we're investing a lot of money into health and wellness. Why is the health and wellness industry a great industry now for people considering a home-based business?
Well, because if you follow the baby boomers and you kind of track all the trends in the last, you know, 50, 60 years, they've all been, whatever, you know, Gerber baby food. They exploded when all the babies were born. Then the cars, whenever they started turning 16, then the cars sold. And then the housing market exploded. And now, like you said, William, it's exploding because they're wanting to stay younger. You know, the baby boomers are really the first generation that has came along that has wanted, you know, to find the fountain of youth, really, because they want to stay young, they want to stay active, and it's just, you know, it's the lifestyle that they want to live. So now, you know, if we look at what Paul Zane Pilsner, who is a leading economist, he says that by the year 2010 that the nutritional industry will be a trillion-dollar industry. So that means if you can find a nutritional company, that's where the next big boom is going to be, is in that industry.
And now he said it's going to be a $1 trillion industry. Now that's a lot of dollars. That's a lot of growth, and you don't need, you know, to have a trillion to make a fortune in the industry. You just need a part of that.
That's right.
Is that right?
There's an abundance here. There's enough for everyone. There's going to be an overflow. If you can just get with a sound nutritional company, you will, and you promote it, you talk about it, tell people, share it, you will be successful here.
Okay. Now let's talk about a little bit of just overhead in terms of starting a home-based business. Now, am I going to have to, you know, you did talk about not buying a franchise, and we know, you know, if you're going to buy a franchise, you could be talking about, you know, multiple tens of thousands of dollars up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in a case like that. What kind of overhead could a person expect in the home-based business industry? I mean, do they have to go out and spend a fortune to get started?
No, you don't want to. And if you have to, run, because that's not the right company. Because how many people, how many of your friends and family could actually sign up with that with you? So you want to look for something that has low entry fee.
Okay. So, and that's very important, because I've seen people start out in a business and they stock their garages with tons of product. You know, it's all under the kitchen cabinets and all, you know, in the shelves, and then you come back 6 months later, maybe, or even less time than that sometimes, or maybe more, where they are frustrated and they still have all this product because, you know, they had high hopes and high dreams. They did what they call in the industry front loading, and they weren't able to move that product, or they didn't get the training or whatever. And so would you advise people to invest in a situation like that? And
no.
If not, why not? And what alternatives do they have?
Well, you know, I think that it's great to have product on hand to move, because you're going to have people who want some just immediately, and then you can have theirs shipped back to you. But I think that, you know, you could get into a great home-based business for less than $200. And I would not advise anyone in spending, you know, any more than that unless they just want to stock some product, if they're going to be seeing a lot of people. You know, I strictly do mine from home, but if you're going to be out mingling among people, I'd say buy some extra product. But, you know, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to move it. So
right. Well, when you say extra product, I mean, you mean something like, you know, maybe say an additional 5, 10, you know, and of course, if you got maybe more, you can do more than that.
Yeah.
But,
you don't want
to, you know, you mentioned that you had over 2,000 customers. You don't buy product to ship to 2,000 customers, do you?
No.
How does that work?
Yeah, I never ship any product. The company does all the billing and collection. I basically, it's just referral marketing for me. I refer customers to the company, and they are tracked through my ID. And so, you know, that would be another benefit that I would look for in a home-based business, is that the company would handle all the billing and collection and all the shipping and all the inventory, because I don't inventory, no shipping, no billing or collection. I have no overhead at all. I mean, just basically my computer, my telephone, that's it.
Right, and that's something you're going to have anyway, right?
Exactly, yeah, I had that to start with.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the tracking of certain things. Sometimes people want to know, if you're getting all these people that are coming in,
mm-hmm.
How is all of this done? So that's a very important point that you raise, concerning the fact that all of this is tracked. And people want to know, well, you know, how do I know that I'm being paid for the business that I'm generating? So can you address that a little bit more?
With the company that I'm with, we actually have a back office. We pay a $39.95 one-time fee, $39.95 one-time lifetime fee, and we actually get a website. And with that, there's a back office part. So say that I send you to my website, you order a case of juice, it shows up immediately. It's in real time, everything goes directly, and I see, you know, it's pretty neat. I can actually be doing this call, looked at my numbers, and I, you know, maybe have 10 cases. Well, when I go back, I could have, you know, 20 more units sold. So, you know, it just, that's the neat part about this, that you can actually track everything online.
Okay. All right, so everything can be tracked, and a person, therefore, does not have to worry about not being compensated for what they've done. Now, the track record with the company,
mm-hmm.
Some people think that the fortune is in the startup, you know, companies. Can you comment a little bit about startup companies in this industry and what the likelihood of their success is?
Yes, sir. With the startup companies, there's a 98% failure rate. If they don't last past 5 years, you know, only 2% of them are going to make it. And, you know, what happens is you damage your reputation because, you know, people joined with you, they lost their money, or they didn't make money, and then the company went out of business, which is, you know, there was a phone card company a few years ago, and people were signing up, a lot of people, and they were getting phone cards. And then, you know, this happened with one of the people that's in my business that actually is doing quite well. But he said he went to call somebody one day on his phone card, and it was just like beep, 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 no signal. So then all of his friends and family that he got in, it went out. So it's real important for your credibility to find a company that's established. And you don't want to put your heart and your energy into something that's not going to last.
Well, that's true. That's definitely true, and so it's very important to look at an established company. Now, the company that you're with, how long has this company been around?
Around 13 years.
About 13 years. So they're pretty solid. They've established themselves in the marketplace. And now tell me about management in terms of a company. Because anybody can say, okay, I'm going to start a company. What's unique about the management of the company?
Well, very unique management. I've actually got to know these guys really well through the years, and they actually have more experience in the industry than most, you know, CEOs and presidents ever have. Our CEO put himself through Yale Law School, graduated second in his class, did his thesis on network marketing, and he actually interned with all the major big companies. So he learned the ins and the outs. He learned what people liked in the companies, what they didn't like, and so he started developing his compensation plan. And he had a really good friend that he had met in another company that was very successful in the other company. And this guy, he knew he was a good person, trustworthy, and that's our president. And, and then we've got lots of vice presidents and, you know, that are really legends in this industry. And we have one that has actually been credited with taking another company to over $100 million in sales. So, you know, we've got a successful team that has lots and lots of experience, years of experience, and they're young, and they want to pass this on to their children and their grandchildren, and they're vested in our company, and they don't want to be something that lasts for a few years. They're building it for their children.
Well, now you talk about something that will last for a few years, but here's another question, and we're quickly running out of time. It's amazing how fast this time goes. What about how far and how wide you can build this business? Now, you talk about, you know, working from your home and, mm-hmm. and you're right there in your community. So how wide can you expand a business like this? Is it just confined to your local area?
No, I'm international. I'm in all 50 states. I'm in Philippines, Canada, Australia, St. Martin. I mean, all over. So I don't know anyone in those places, though. But some of the people that I've enrolled know people. And, you know, in Hong Kong and just different places. So it's pretty exciting. You know, I've got, you know, business everywhere.
Well, that's awesome, and it continues to grow. Well, we're just about to run out of time. Ashley, I'm going to ask you to give some contact information so that people can contact you.
Okay.
And would you go ahead and just
give them
some contact information?
Okay.
And I apologize. I should have done this several times before, and it just kind of slipped my mind.
Yep.
But if you will, go ahead and let them know how they can reach you.
Okay. My phone number is 423-234-2424. My email address is shiremarketing@comcast.net, and you spell Shirey, Shirey.
Okay. All right. So she's given you her number. Did you have anything else you wanted to leave?
Well, just anything. If y'all have any questions, just feel free to email me or give me a call. I'll be glad to help you.
Okay. That number again is 423. Did you give which? Was it the 234 number?
The home
number. Or the 823?
The 234. 2424.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure that we get the right one out there. 423-234-2424. Again, that's 423-234-2424. Ashley Shirey. She has done a tremendous job in the home-based business industry. She continues to lead a team of over 2,000 and growing. And she travels around the country now speaking to people, showing them how they can start their home-based businesses. And she's willing to help you as well. She's been a great mentor, a great friend, and also a person that has a tremendous amount of integrity in the industry and quite a bit of respect, even though she started very young. But she's established a reputation of being a person that does an absolutely outstanding job. So, Ashley, thank you so much for joining in with us today.
Well, thank you.
And I hope that you'll come back and do another segment with us in the future.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And you have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks to all of our listeners. We hope that you got value out of the broadcast today, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday for our regular studies, and of course on Saturday we'll have another business presentation for you. Thank you, and good afternoon.